Welcome to Hear Hoover, the Hoover Middle School podcast. Thank you for joining us with the 13th episode of our second season. Our podcast crew includes Nam,
Kaylin,
Henry,
Ireland,
Avery,
Adeline,
Braylon.
On this episode, we're taking a look at Hispanic Heritage Month. This celebration takes place in the fall where we honor the contribution, cultures, and histories of Hispanic and Latino Americans. Throughout this National Holiday Month, we take the opportunity to recognize the rich diversity and the vital role Hispanic and Latino American plays in shaping our society, economy, and culture. Whether it's in the arts, science, politics, sports, or business, Hispanic and Latino Americans have made significant and lasting contributions that have enriched our nation. It's also time to celebrate the vibrant cultures and traditions of Hispanic and Latino communities. From colorful festivals and dances to delicious cuisines that tantalize the taste buds. Although we will not be celebrating the celebration for a few months, some will enjoy Cinco de Mayo on the 5th of May.
Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo began in the late 19th century. It began as a resistance to the effects of the Mexican-American War. Some of the effects were low wages and racial discrimination. Some foods that you might expect people to be eating are tamales, Mexican street corn, and fish tacos. People will have private parties and public parades.
Spanish Heritage started in 1968. People celebrate it on September 15th to October 15th. Other countries that celebrate it are Argentina, Costa Rica, and Chile. They celebrate in the fall, and they dance, play games, and cook. They do it because it offers different opportunities to celebrate differences between American Latinas and American Latinos.
I'm going to tell you some Hispanic inventors. Carlos Finley, a Cuban scientist and or inventor, figured out that yellow fever was spread by mosquitoes to try and help with the seemingly non-ending epidemic. Guillermo Gonzalez Camarena, a computer scientist who invented color on a TV to have more fun time, he quotes. Miguel Odelli, an American chemist who figured out how to fix and cure heart diseases. He created it by accident after accidentally mixing some chemicals. Isaac Peral, a Spanish engineer who created the first automated submarine for the U.S. Navy.
I'm Kaylin from the Hear Hoover podcast, and I'm with
Valeria.
So, do you celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month?
No.
You don't?
Yeah, you.
What has your experience been like growing up within the Hispanic community?
Me and my family would always go every summer to Mexico and visit our family that is there.
What does your family do to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, if they do anything?
So when we go to Mexico or like that, we go to like parties like every once in a while, and then there's like these parades that happen like every week that honors God and other gods.
What's your favorite part about your culture?
My favorite part is probably when they're like all having fun and they're like all so nice to each other, and they like sell stuff on the streets and have fun.
What are some traditions you have kept in your family?
So, like, when someone dies in our family, not to be dark, we honor them by praying for a week or two, and we pray for them so they can go to heaven.
What's your favorite thing about Hispanic Heritage Month, or the celebrations that you go to with your family?
Probably when we're all having fun and we're just like trying to do our best and yeah.
What's your, okay, I hope you don't mind me asking, but what's your favorite Hispanic cultural food?
My favorite Hispanic cultural food is called pozole. It's like tomatoes, lettuce, and these little ball thingies that are like kind of corn-ish. And there's like soup. It's like kind of like soup and tomatoes. Tomatoes, like, well, tomatoes, like soup tomato. Yeah.
Well, that was my last question. Thank you. You did great.
Two examples of Hispanic artists are Jennifer Lopez and Luis Miguel. Jennifer Lopez, also known as J-Lo or the Queen of Dance, is a Latina musician, actress, and dancer. Jennifer began her television career in 1991 when she was a fly girl on the series In Living Color. Now she is looking forward to her This Is Me live tour this year beginning in June. Luis Miguel is a Mexican Puerto Rican singer and jazz producer. Miguel has sung many different genres and styles such as pop, tango, jazz, and mariachi. Luis was the best-selling Latin artist of the 1990s. Overall, he has sold about 60 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling Latin artists of all time.
Thank you for listening to
Hear Hooper.